Entering really what we might call fundamental meditation. This in a way is the meditation that Tom Olerman practiced, that's connected to the rooting ourselves in the nature of being. So we begin just where we are, sitting in our chair, noticing our relationship to whatever is around us, noticing our relationship to time, to our immediate surroundings, but noticing also our life, the different circles of our life. Noticing the town we live in or the place we live in. And then letting ourselves feel and be present to being embedded in our life. Embedded in our corner of space-time. Embedded in the events of our life. And the lives of all that touch us. And that we touch. And feeling that web of connections, we bring our attention inwards, first of all into the sense of our body, into the three-dimensional nature of our body, into our senses. Noticing our body as the interface between all the circles of the world that we touch. Noticing our sense of touch. A sense of hearing, a sense of smell and taste, a sense of seeing, and more subtle senses like heat and cold, pain and pleasure, a sense of balance, and a sense of orientation. Now these senses come together, we enter into the sense of knowing, gnosis. We start to move into the perception of Anuki, of I amness. As we enter into this I amness, we enter into sovereignty. We feel our nature as wave and particle. Letting our identity as I am contain our named identity, contained our named world. Letting the complexity of our nature enter into the simple feeling of being. Being the singularity point. Being the grain of wheat. Being the one who thirsts, who longs for, reaching out into the mystery that underpins all of our experience. Feeling our body as a living prism, but letting that prismatic nature move inwards. So all the forms, all the colours, all the shaping returns into the sense of the living light. Into the living light and the dazzling darkness. Into the mystery of the mother and the son, in which the son beholds his mother, the mother beholds her son. entering into the place of the beginning, in arche, in the beginning. Contemplating now the deep stillness of the beginning, the energy that is like the beginning of dawn, the light that shines out of the dazzling darkness. Into the I amness that is you. Is held by your form and transmitted through your form. Letting that light, that blessing, flow through you into the circles of your life. So that your light and life is touched and reflected by all that you touch. Feeling the light and the being nature of the objects in your room. Feeling the light and the being nature of people in this group. Feeling the light and the being nature of all beings. We stand ready holding our intention, asking for help. For guidance, for blessing, for healing, letting the particularity of the moment inform our prayer. trusting whatever response arises. And letting your attention and intention travel beyond the room we sit in, into the circles of the world. Feel yourself rooted in the dazzling darkness. Feel the light emerging through the prism that is you, your shape, your being. That can change its shape, that become the servant of the weaver, that can be Merlin's apprentice, that can be the living Christ or Buddha. Feel that mystery of the son and the mother and the son. Feel that compassion that forgives the unreasoning mechanicalness where people do not know what they do. Feel that compassion that touches need and thirst. Feel that confidence that in the midst of pain brings us into paradise. Feel that sense of completeness in which we offer ourselves into the generative mystery. Becoming the light. Becoming the door. Becoming the way, the truth, and the life. Becoming the essence of resurrection. Becoming the bread of life. The good shepherd. And the true vine. returning again to the simplicity of being yourself, the prismatic being that is particle and wave. And as we enter into that place of being the prismatic being of light, be aware that our being nature is joined to the being nature of all praying souls. And become aware that we are joined in a great communion. An unity that is a multiplicity. Like being a petal in a vast rose of infinite size. From our place within the rose, as we look into the centre of the rose, here we glimpse for a moment three spinning circles at the single unmoving point. We see and are seen in that stillness and movement. We weave and are woven. And our ministry into our world, from the deep root of all, is confirmed. We let our attention move outwards feeling that sense of the luminous light flowing with us into our room, into our place. keeping our senses open, hearing sound in the room, being aware of our bodies touching whatever we're sitting on, smelling and tasting the room. And we're already opening our eyes and looking into the room. And sealing the work together by performing the Kabbalistic cross 3 times. Placing your dominant hand upon your forehead, we say Ate. Ate. Bringing the light down into Malchut. We say Malchut. Malchut. Acknowledging the energies of severity and destruction, we say the Gevura. Vegevura. Linking it with the energies of construction and love, we say Vegedula. Vegedula. Coming to the center, we bless all. Leolam. Amen. And again. Ande. Ma. Vegevura. Vegevura.